This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. My beloved brothers and sisters, yesterday there was a picture of me getting the Sinopharm vaccine. And there were a lot of comments and a lot of people had a lot to say. Number one, I did not tell anyone to take the vaccine and I did not tell anyone not to take the vaccine. I simply showed myself taking the vaccine. And the reason, obviously, there is a lot that happens. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do so many things. Allah has kept within us a certain capacity and a certain strength and certain ability to a certain extent by His permission, by His power, by His knowledge, by His allowance. And He wants us to use that in order to achieve whatever we believe is beneficial for us in this world and for the Akhirah. So, you cannot sit back and say, I will go to Jannah if Allah's written it for me, or I won't go if He won't, which is a true statement, but the sit back part of it is what would be foolish. So while we do know that only what Allah has ordained would actually happen, we must realize that Allah wants us to do certain things, like we're taught so many times to tie the camel and then lay your trust in Allah. We're taught so many times to actually lock your door and then say, I lay my trust in Allah. Look for a job and then ask Allah to open the doors and so on. You go out in order to earn sustenance. You come back with what Allah has written for you. But you don't just sit back, relax and say, well, if Allah's written it for me, then that's okay. So the Quran is full of examples where Allah tells us, أَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You know, man will not be achieving anything besides that which he worked towards, worked for, whether it is in the hereafter or in this world. And at the end of the day, Allah can stop or block, and Allah can allow or give anything or everything. Now, there are so many news outlets out there, so much happening, so much that is said, one would expect that people would read thoroughly, not from any source. You can't just pick up something from the social media and start believing things. You know, so many people died because of this. People became zombies. People started learning Chinese, or they knew Chinese simply as a result of them having been vaccinated. People became this and that. There is a lot of fake news out there, to be very honest. There are so many people cracking jokes in a realistic way, such that in a way that it seems real. And people think that this is actually the reality. Now, people were asking me, why did you do that? You know, isn't it haram? My brother, my sister, I'm not pro being vaccinated for nothing. Not at all. And I'm a person who would study, check deeply, read, consult, and having access to a cross-section of people, talk to them and see how best things can work and so on, and make sure that you lead by proper example. And I don't give a damn what people have to say after that about me. It's okay. So personally, I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. From birth, I was vaccinated with whatever vaccines we had to be vaccinated with. That which was voluntary, we didn't take it. That which we had to take, we took. So be it the BCG, at some point the TB boost and the TB, at some point the cholera, at some point the measles, at some point a meningitis. When I lived in Saudi Arabia, almost every year for Hajj, they gave us those vaccines. Throughout my life, I've had so many. And so the way that works is the old classical way of vaccination. Now, there is a whole lobby against vaccines. I'm not ready to fight with them because I'm not a lobbyist. But I'm telling you from my own studies and from an Islamic perspective, there's nothing haram, absolutely haram. If people say there's pork in it, nonsense. There's fetuses in it, nonsense. There is alcohol in it, rubbish. There is this, that is nonsense. That is actually unfounded, that which people have just taken from the air, thin air. And you know what? If you disagree, no problem. You have the right to disagree. I have checked things. When something is made synthetically, it is not considered from a pig, or it is not considered from, for example, a fetus. I have enzymes in my belly. The same enzymes could be present in the bellies of animals. That doesn't mean that I'm taking an animal and drinking it. It's in my belly too. And sometimes I need a certain, for example, components. I need something within me to combat a certain thing, medication. Why do we have medicine? Why do you have your cough mixtures, your paracetamols, everything else? Why on earth do you have any medication, your antihistamines, your anesthetics, for example, be it local or general? Why do you even visit the hospital? Why do you go to the doctors? Why on earth do you have people who give you any form of medication? Why do you even have natural medication? For what? Why are you having a lemon when you have, why are you gargling with salt water when you have a sore throat? Rely on Allah. Come on. Why the lemon? I mean, don't you believe in Allah? Why do you eat to survive? Don't you believe in Allah? Why do you have food in your mouth? Do you not believe? Astaghfirullah, you've become a non-Muslim. A'udhu billah. How could you eat something? Don't you rely on Allah to keep you alive? If death is going to come to you, it's going to come to you anyway. Come on, guys. You're going to die. If Allah's written death for you, and if Allah's not written it for you, then you're not going to die. So why bother anything? I mean, you know, like I said, why eat? Why use garlic, turmeric? Why have anything and everything? For what? When the Prophet ﷺ told us have black seed oil, why did he say that? Did he not believe in Allah? Why on earth did he say have black seed oil when Allah is all powerful, all able? Why didn't he just rely on Allah and lay his trust on Allah without the black seed oil? Why did he actually, when black seed oil has an element of chloroquine in it, and why that? I mean, come on. So if someone took out the chloroquine and gave it to me separately, would it or would it not be permissible? My brothers and sisters, enough of all that, because part of belief in Allah is to do what he has asked you to do in order to protect yourself, to save yourself. You visit the doctor, you have your paracetamol, your amoxicillin, your Zithromax, whatever else it may be. You have to do whatever else that you have to as a human being. Ask those who've lost loved ones. Like I told you, so many people dying. It's not like we're scared of death. Death, I told you, I am probably ready in the sense that we're looking forward to the meeting with Allah at any time. That doesn't mean don't take precautions. That doesn't mean don't use your brain. That doesn't mean sit and believe all sorts of conspiracy theories. Like I told you, I've been vaccinated since I was a kid. All these vaccines, no one ever made a noise about it. There was always an anti-vaccine lobby that was bubbling in the background. And there were some scholars who always believed you shouldn't. But those are the same scholars who have paracetamol, they have amoxicillin, they have so many other medications. They visited hospitals. So the same system that is offering them that healthcare has offered them this, and they're taking part of it and not taking a part of it. And then they believe stories, without proper education, without looking into it, without having access to the experts who've made it, without talking to those who are involved in the trials and whatever else it may be, in a big way. So, and then they think that, you know, everyone has to become subservient to their opinions and their views. So a lot of dua went into it, istikhara went into it. Allah maneuvered it in such a way that I found myself doing something I hadn't initially planned to do. So I must make that clear that, you know, I didn't plan to, okay, right, you know what, I'm going to do this and do that. No. Without mentioning details of what exactly transpired, alhamdulillah, I thank Allah, I found myself in a place where this thing happened. And I was vaccinated, mashallah, tabarakallah. And I'm okay with it. Actually, people are asking me what symptoms. If anything, I have much more energy today than I had yesterday. If anything, I have absolutely no side effects. Nothing. I haven't felt a thing. If anything, I'm feeling so much better. Not to say I was sick, but re-energized, you know. No, absolutely nothing. You know, I still don't know Chinese. I tried to say a few words, but I still don't know Chinese. And subhanAllah, people are saying, oh, long term, this and that. Like I said, I've studied it. I chose not to go for the Pfizer, Moderna, whatever, the other ones, which are based on the new generation vaccines that perhaps modify the RNA a little bit. I personally, I'm not comfortable with that. I didn't go for that. Okay. But the original, the old method of vaccination, which is utilized by some of the companies, I believe the Oxford one probably is still old school, right? Which would be a good thing. And I also, well, I definitely do know the Sinopharm one is old school. So what did it do? It did nothing. I didn't even feel, to be honest with you, I barely felt the prick that went in, right? When the needle went in. And subhanAllah, here I have people, oh, kafir, fasiq, fajir, lack of belief, scholars for dollars, whatever else. MashaAllah, your statements are against you. My deed is for me, inshaAllah. And like I said, no one is trying to force or shove down anything. Meaning anything down anyone's throats, you have to make sure you realize for yourself. You understand, watch out for fake news. People said so many people died. This person became a zombie. That one became an animal. This one's become an alien. The government will control you. There's a 5G chip in your throat. There's a this. Do you realize all that is a load of rubbish? A load of rubbish. Total. And surprisingly, people with top brains actually believe that. They actually believe that. So instead of fighting and arguing and disturbing, you're free to believe it. If you want to believe that, which according to me is untrue, you may believe it. But don't come and, you know, call us kuffar and call us other things and say this guy's a munafiq and he's a hypocrite and he's a whatever else. Because to be very honest with you, there's no hypocrisy in that. If anything, I believe that we are responsible for what we do. I know of a lot of people, including some scholars, unfortunately, who have promoted that people do not take precautions because it's against belief in Allah. I tell them, why do you drink water? Why do you even have paracetamol? Why do you ever have medication? Even if it is prophetic medication, why on earth are you having it? Because according to you, even the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not have proper faith. Why did he rely on food to keep him alive? He should have relied on Allah to keep him alive. But Allah told you to eat the food. Why did he rely on certain medications like, for example, and the Tib Nabawi, the medication used by the Prophet ﷺ and taught by the Sunnah is well known. So many things, you know, you have so much in that in the Sunnah. But those people would probably have told the Prophet ﷺ, if he was here, that you know what, your reliance on Allah is nil. Astaghfirullah, no wonder why we're living in such a time. So please, my brothers and sisters, like I said, I'm not going to promote something, I'm not going to demote it, I'm going to tell you. And I wasn't going to say all of this, but I'm prompted to say it because there were too many people asking me too many questions. Too many people asking me too many questions. So I thought to myself, let me say something that would enlighten people to say, listen, you know, I'm not a fool. I know there are people in some countries still who say, oh, this is totally haram. They want to control you. They want to do this to you. Your brain is going to become, you know, shameless. And you're going to become a person who's no longer believes in Allah. And you're going to this. And, you know, they're going to control this and that. You're watching too many sci-fi movies, my beloved brother or my sister. And you're listening to too much of that which is fake. And you don't have access to Muslims who are involved in medicine, where some of these vaccines have been developed by Muslims, people who are known. I know of a lot of people and I have access to a lot of these people, and I've known of people who tell me, look, I'm involved in this and I can guarantee you there's nothing clandestine about this. There's nothing stupid about it. There's nothing untoward in this particular thing. So here we go, my brothers and sisters, I had the jab. I did, yeah. Allah is the one who designed it. And I'm honest with you, you may not know the entire detail of it, but Allah is the one who designed it. And it's, you know, it happened. But right now I'm sitting here, to be very fair and honest with you, no side effects, no headaches, no this, no that, no nothing. Walillahi alhamdu wal minna, not even a flinch. If anything, I had a beautiful, sound night's sleep. And mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and grant us ease and goodness. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create for us the best. May He eradicate for us this particular disease. I want to say something. Vaccine or no vaccine, if you're going to get the disease, you will get it. Vaccine or no vaccine, if you're going to pass away, you're going to pass away. Medication or no medication, if death is written against you, nothing will stop it. But You have to take your own precautions based on your own understanding of things, based on your own level, be it medication that you consider herbal, or it might be pharmaceutical, or it might be otherwise. Based on all of that, you have to make a decision, and you are responsible in the eyes of Allah to take a few precautions. This afternoon after Jum'ah, I sat with a few of my brothers for lunch, and I told them, brothers, let's be slightly responsible. We will actually either, you know, shake, we verbally say assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam, but you can touch the hand or you can have the arm, whatever else. For now, I'm not going to shake the hand. And you know, they were good, but I'm thinking in the back of my mind that, you know, there are Muslims who say, no, it's haram. You have to shake hands and you have to hug, and that's a sunnah, and you must, you know, eating that which is prohibited in order to save your life can become permissible under certain circumstances. So to abstain from something that is not farad, but it's a sunnah, at a certain time when there is a proof and evidence that shows that, you know, it could be a means of spreading this virus. People say, you're a disbeliever. You don't believe in the sunnah. I believe fully in the sunnah. But you don't know the Sharia, or you haven't thought about it, or your emotions are driving you to say other things. Your emotions are driving you to say other things. Take it easy. Relax. Relax. That is not compulsory. Nobody said you have to. I greet you by my mouth and I'll respond to you by my mouth. Yes, I will do that because that's in the Quran. But at the same time, is it compulsory to hug each other? Is it compulsory to shake hands and so on? The answer is it's not compulsory. Anyone will tell you. So don't make it compulsory. Especially at a time like this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. The sad reality is there will always be a trade of words between people who differ in opinion. Let it be respectful. When you're talking about someone, be respectful. If you're talking about something, like I said moments ago, you know what? It's a load of rubbish where people say you become a zombie, you become an animal, you start braying, you know, you start barking and meowing and so on. Do you really believe that? Subhanallah. Another thing is sometimes people are exaggerating certain things to say, oh, so many people died because of this, and so many people, some of it is exaggerated. May Allah forgive us, grant us ease. Once again, I'm not promoting or demoting, I'm just telling you what happened. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.